I hope that later on when the big temple is built, then because we will be an even bigger library here at Lionport. But if we spend the next 5 or 6 years on this library, we'll be able to build up a huge volume of literature and the know-how, how to look after it properly, because it has to be indexed. That's another huge job, just building up a catalogue. If you have 20,000 books, but you don't know where they are, right, they're just anywhere, packed up in boxes, then who's going to look at them? They'll just rot. So every single book, you have to write down the title, you have to write down the author, you have to write down which edition it is, just like Srila Prabhupada's books, there's an original edition, then there's a corrected second editions, and in some cases now even third editions. All of those are going to be preserved so that scholars in the future, they can track back, yeah, and they can see what was produced at any one time, what the acharyas actually said, whether somebody's translation 200 years in the future is actually accurate or not, or true to the original. So you have to preserve things like this, you have to keep a track of them, catalogue them, then who the editor is, where it was published, who it was published by, what year it was published in, maybe how many copies were made, etc., etc. So all of that information you have to keep a track of, and that's why we got this computer system, so that we can, you know, very carefully document everything. So we hope in the future, you know, we'll have literally tens of thousands of books there, and then anybody can come and easily access them. And it'll be there for hundreds of years. I'll give you one good example. When Prabhupada visited Washington in 1976, we went there at the end of June and the beginning of July. We went there for the July 4th celebrations. So whilst we were there, Prabhupada had meetings with Bhaji Swarup Damodar, who was Swarup Damodar at that time, Sataputta, Madhava, Rabindra Swarup, and several other devotees that were involved with what was to be was just becoming the Bhaktivedanta Institute. So it was the first attempt at scientific preaching to challenge the modern materialistic scientists. And so they had a series of meetings. And Prabhupada gave them the instruction to build this chandelier in the temple of the Vedic Planetarium in Mayapur. And he told them, he'd already sent several letters, and he had said, if you can show from the Bhagavatam how the passings of the seasons, the eclipses, day and night, all these natural phenomena, if you can show how that can be how that is depicted accurately in the Bhagavatam, then that will be very, very powerful propaganda work. Because the Bhagavatam's worldview is different from modern science. The Prabhupada said, if you can show that it actually does establish accurately the natural phenomena that we perceive with our ordinary senses, then they have to accept that it's science. So he wanted that, and he told them, now you work out how to do this. Build a chandelier that moves and shows the movements of the sun and the moon, you know, from the viewpoint of the earth and all the major planets. So they decided, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a great astronomer and astrologer, and he had become well known due to his translation and presentation of the Surya Siddhanta. So at that point, nobody had seen the Surya Siddhanta. And so they decided to go to the Library of Congress. So the Library of Congress is the biggest library in America. It's in the capital city. It has all the documents from every American president, you know, from the very beginning up to the present. It has every book that's ever been published. Almost, literally. Every book that's ever been published. Or as much as possible. So they thought, well, let's go to the Library of Congress and we may find a copy of the Surya Siddhanta there. Why not? Because it's not just American books, they get from everywhere. So when they went there, they didn't find the Surya Siddhanta. But what they did find was an original copy of the very first Back to Godhead magazine that Prabhupada published in 1944. It was published on the Vyasa Puja Day, which is the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was printed by Saraswati Press, which is still there in Calcutta. Prabhupada told us it was printed on the best paper by the best press in Calcutta. He really spent a lot of money on getting his Back to Godhead magazine out. And there was an original copy of it in the Library of Congress in America. Nobody had ever seen that before. So the devotees got fired up, they made a Xerox of all the different pages, and then they brought that to see Srila Prabhupada. He was very happy to see it. So, you know, that's the value of the library. If you go to the British Museum, you'll find scores of original rare books from India that they just, you know, stole and took back to England as their prize, you know, prizes from conquering the poor ignorant Indians. And they have it all on display there in the British Museum. All manuscripts, they have all kinds of deities and all everything. It's all there. So they preserved it. So preservation is a very, very important thing. We shouldn't think that automatically everything will just be there after we die. You actually have to make the effort to preserve all of these works and make sure that there's a continuance in the future. If you don't do that, then within one or two generations it could all be lost. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, again, he's made the statement that formerly there were many, many biographies of Lord Chaitanya. Practically every follower of Lord Chaitanya wrote something, some biography about him. But he said, now what do we have? Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, one or two other works, but all the rest of them have just become lost. Nobody knows where they are or what happened to them. And he said, this is a very great loss for the world. So we should be very careful, because we've got the advantage, modern technology. We can, instead of making one manuscript from an author and then having, you know, hiring so many people to make copies and distribute them, we can print tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of copies of any particular piece of literature. But this is Kali Yuga. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You don't know whether those books are going to be around anymore or not. So we have to make the endeavor anyway. And so this library, the Bhaktivedanta Research Center, is an attempt to make a serious academic facility where we can preserve as much of our Gaudiya Vaishnava heritage, in the written heritage, as possible, and make it as available as possible to as many people in the world as possible. So, thank you very much. It's getting on a little bit, so I'm going to finish my presentation now. And I'm sorry I went over time a little bit, but I think that there should be some devotees from a few different departments that have got some offerings to make. So we have 25 minutes before Arati. I think it was about a half allocated. Who is going to take over as the